Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have two folks to talk about the Sitka Fellows program. I have Telly McLaughlin and I have Jarrett Moran. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Hey, Telly, facilitator.
Hey, Holly.
Of Sitka Fellows. What's coming up?
So today's Thursday and tomorrow night is Friday night. And we have one of our fellows, Ben Saratan, who will be playing a concert at 10 o'clock in the Smokestack building on Sheldon Jackson campus. And if you want to come, you're welcome to. It's free, and Ben is great. So come on up the hill, the small hill.
Yes, and he has sort of a different, I don't know if you'd say a genre, but a different, a unique way of playing.
Yeah, it's long form, it's ambient, it's improvised, it's meditative. But, you know, he has a lot of songs in his back pocket, and he may decide to do something completely different.
And we've been fortunate enough that he has been on the air during one of the Good Day radio shows. So a lot of our listeners have had a preview of what a good musician he is. So that's coming up.
It's coming up.
Know. And maybe you can introduce Jarrett to us.
Sure, yeah. So here in the studio is one of the Sitka Fellows, Jarrett Moran. And what can I say about Jarrett? Jarrett spent the last few years living in Brooklyn and working his way up. And he's now editor-in-chief of an art criticism blog called Artlog Online, and is headed off to a master's program in modern European history or modern European intellectual history. I'm not sure what the exact title is, but that's the gist of it, in the fall at Columbia. And he's great. And I can't say anything. I'll let him say the rest, but I'm delighted to be here with him.
Thanks, Dolly.
Welcome. Welcome to Sitka.
Thank you.
You know, I have to say, art critic sounds very highbrow, and it also, I've never met a young art critic. Do you have issues with your age?
I think people are surprised when I, you know, when I've gone into galleries and it, you know, it turns out that I'm the critic interviewing the artist, or when I've, like, run panels in galleries, I think it maybe comes as a little bit of a shock, because also I'm just a, you know, a young boyish looking guy, and maybe that's not what they were expecting. But it also has been an amazing, you know, opportunity to really, like, immerse myself in what's going on in contemporary art in New York. And, you know, I've had a great experience doing it.
And when I say you're a young person, all the Sitka Fellows, one of the criteria is you have to be under the age of 30. So, age aside, why an art critic? Why is it interesting to not just look and appreciate art and describe it, but to really have a strong opinion about it?
Well, I actually came out of my kind of, you know, college education. I had studied ethics, politics, and economics, and was looking at how that, you know, applied to art, how artists were defending themselves in court using philosophy of art, things like that. So I came from a really interdisciplinary background, which I think was really actually helpful for me in understanding what artists are doing today. It wasn't just a kind of art history background. And what I'm actually, you know, looking at here is I'm expanding a little bit on how, you know, artists and their work relates to political issues, and how, you know, an artist might be political in a lot of different ways. I think when people think of political art, they might think of, you know, something, at least, you know, New Yorkers might think of, like, the 1993 political Whitney Biennial, where, you know, visitors were given a badge that said, you know, "I'm glad I'm not white," when they walked in. And I'm looking at it from a much, you know, wider background about how, you know, art relates to a person's entire life and kind of the entire story that they're part of.
That's really interesting. And that's really sort of a broad scope. Who is your audience to read this? Are you more interested in artists reading, the general public, or other people who are interested in politics?
Yeah, art tends to be kind of a niche, you know, audience, and it tends to be kind of the same people who are reading and writing for each other. But I'm actually more interested in kind of general issues that might apply to someone interested in philosophy or politics, or just someone who, you know, is, you know, interested in what's going on today. Maybe someone who's was following the protests in New York and last year. All of these things.
The Occupy, Wall Street.
Yeah, all of these things are, I think, relevant to the way that I'm looking at art.
Do you see patterns like Occupy, Wall Street, to maybe some Vietnam War protests? Artistic-wise, maybe. Picket signs, bumper stickers.
Yeah. I mean, well, that was interesting, actually. I hosted a panel about that kind of in the thick of it with a bunch of art critics, someone from the New York Times, someone from the Village Voice, and a bunch of artists and a bunch of people from the Arts and Labor Working Group from Occupy Wall Street. And people were really excited and interested in kind of the history of, performance art being used in protests and in how, artists might relate to a political cause, might engage in it. And like those were questions that were very much kind of on the table and up in the air, and people weren't really, sure how to approach them, what the best way to, as an artist, to engage with these kinds of issues was. And that's what I'm looking at here. And, along with, the whole history of political art.
That sounds fascinating. So you're writing for Artlog, so it's different to write a piece for online versus what you're working on now. How will this be published?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm actually applying my writing to a totally new medium for me, and it's been really interesting. It's a video essay, and there's been a lot of learning there, and it also takes on a kind of more meditative tone than you would find in like art criticism necessarily. It's a little bit more kind of artistic as a project, and so this is something that I would see being screened in small theaters or in New York and in galleries, kind of as an installation. It's that kind of project. So I'm totally breaking new ground here, something I haven't worked on before.
Are you comfortable in this new medium?
I've been doing some video production work in the past at Artlog, and I definitely have run into more kind of like quandaries than I was expecting, realizing like all of the different pieces that have to fit together and all of the different kind of considerations that have to be taken into account aesthetically to make it work as a piece. But it's been so exciting and so rewarding to work on something like this. And it's not something that I would have been able to work on, during, my normal working schedule in New York.
The art critic has become the artist.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, we're glad you are here. And will you be able to preview any of this to Sitkins, or do you think you'll wrap it up when you get back to Brooklyn?
I'm definitely going to show some of it at the open house on August 29th.
30th.
Yeah. On August 30th. Thanks, Tully. And I would love to show it to the community and see what people think. I actually have incorporated Sitka, Alaska into it, and there's a kind of fictional frame for it that's a correspondence between someone in New York and an artist who has come to Sitka. So that's, I've drawn from the community a little bit in making this.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we look forward to seeing that little bit. I'd like to thank my guests, Tully and Jarrett, telling us about Sitka Fellows, and good luck on your project.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.